work this out because I'm tired of fighting.
Omarion with Icebox, 49 minutes after 9 o'clock. Lingyara Wednesday, we're joined by Nonkolo PK Mimoka, award-winning media personality. Welcome to the show, darling.
Hi, thank you so much.
Thank you for coming. I mean, you are a young woman navigating so much. You're navigating media, business, ministry. What has been the biggest mindset shift that helped you step fully into your purpose?
To be honest, I think it's God, hey? It's God. I've not been able to do it on myself. But when you say it's Christian and relying and turning on God has always been my focal. It's a good thing, I guess.
I love that you mention God. You carry both faith and ambition so beautifully. How do you stay grounded spiritually while pursuing big visions in the entertainment and entrepreneurial world?
I think the most beautiful thing, honestly speaking, is knowing the life that I've chosen for myself, because the one thing that I always say that I'm a person of care, that did not make me a Christian. I chose that life for myself. And I think being firm, you know, in the positions that I need, and being, knowing what I really want and trusting God fully, has always gave me the stability to actually be where I am. And also, you know, to make good decisions, because all the time when I do something, especially being in the media industry, it is so tricky when you're a Christian. It's very tough. I don't want to lie, but always having to go back to God and asking Him, is this the right decision? Is this the right road that I'm taking? And it made my life so much easier. And being a careful person, I can tell you what, in this industry, you need to be a careful person. The most important thing that you have to do for yourself is to actually be able to pray. Because everything, I mean, I take spirituality very seriously. So every time when you have to face challenges or things in this industry, the only thing that I know of is that my parents have taught me has been there. And it has helped me throughout. So,
Listen, we are in such a difficult industry. I call this almost like the universal industry. This is where people meet, get to know each other. People from different industries kind of meet in the entertainment industry. And being in the entertainment industry, even if you're not, there are so many societal standards that come with the world that we're currently in. Have you ever kind of lost your way, and how did you find it again?
It happens. I think it happens for the most of us, especially when you're a woman. There are a lot of things that I expect from you in this industry. And at some point, I honestly wanted to stop it. I honestly wanted to give up, because there's some things that you can't get because you're a woman. They expect some of the things from you. And this is supposed to be a career, like any other career, where you get to be part of it because you can do it, you know, because you qualify for it, because you've got the talent to do it. But however, at some point, it gets very tough and very tricky, because some other people would expect you to do some things for you to actually get somewhere, or just because you're a woman, some of the things, to them, you actually do not qualify, or you're not strong enough to do them. Therefore, it gets hard. I think there was a point where I actually was like, am I really getting this job? But also, when I look at where God has actually taken me to where I am now, I was like, actually, I'm not going to give up, because this is part of my purpose. This is part of what I love. This is the gift that God has given me. So therefore, with Him, I'm going to be able to do it. So I think, there was a time that I was able to come back and come back stronger, I guess.
Look, we're running out of time, but just before I let you go, so many women struggle with confidence, especially when they feel called to start something new, even in a journey that they've been on for quite some time. Sometimes that confidence just kind of breaks, and you have built a platform that uplifts and empowers others. In your journey, you are your daughter, you are a leader, you are a creator. Which part of your story do you hope women take with them today? Something that reminds them they are enough and capable of more.
I love that you actually mentioned confidence, and I think confidence is the biggest one of them, especially in my journey. I wouldn't have done it if I had lack of confidence or low self-esteem. And I think when you are in this, when you're in this industry, the biggest thing that you can do for yourself is to have self-confidence. And it takes some time actually to actually build that. And for some people, they've got the talent, they've got it. They can do it, but they lack confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And all I can say is that believe in yourself. I think the most important thing that a young girl can do for herself is to just believe in yourself, because you cannot have confidence if you don't believe in what you're doing. It might look small to you, but to someone else, it is the biggest thing. You know, when they look at you, you might do something and you feel as if like, no, it's not big enough. But to someone else who's watching you that you are not even seeing, to them, it's actually motivation. To them, it's inspiring. So first and foremost, never, never underestimate the power that you have as a woman, as a young girl. So use that power, have confidence, and make sure that you actually do it as great and as better as you can, because there will never be any one of you ever again. You are one of one. Therefore, you need
Absolutely.
To use that into your power and say, I am one of one. Therefore, there will never be anybody like me ever again. So I need to use it into my own advantage to actually live in back. Whatever I do, I need to have confidence, self-confidence, and make sure that I leave a huge shot to someone else. But no one else ever fills my shoes. So,
absolutely.
Yeah,
this is why she is our Lingyora Wednesday for today. Nkulu, thank you so much for coming on to the show. We wish you all the best. I can't wait to see some of the work that you're going to be doing in the next couple of years. Mm-hmm. We're watching. Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.